we got what it takes for the circle to break. Revolution lives in me.
Welcome to the Untamed and Unashamed podcast. I'm your host, Jade Bryce, and I am a certified love, intimacy, and relationship coach. I help women reconnect to their bodies and their pleasure, and I help men to become a safe space for that by becoming fully embodied leaders. The mission of this podcast is to expand our capacity in living untamed and unashamed. As we navigate life's ups and downs with all of the vulnerability, compassion, and openness that we can muster, and celebrating our bravery in all of it. Along with the help of guests from all walks of life, we'll discover new truths while doing some unlearning, and we'll gain valuable tools for becoming who we already are. So I invite you to open your heart and be untamed and unashamed. This isn't a typical episode. This is to announce a sacred pause so that I can be with this new little one, little Viva, who I've told you all about. This is an episode to tell you that I'm taking a break from recording and all other work to truly take a bow to her earthly entrance. And even saying that out loud brings tears to my eyes. And it's not from fear. It's not even from joy, actually, but from reverence for what it means to welcome this life to earth, to meet the soul who chose us as her family and who's been showing up, you know, for all these years wanting to come in. I'm about to cross the threshold into one of the deepest initiations of a woman's life. Just one, you know, there's many initiations. It's not just, you know, birthing a soul, but that's one of them. And so I'm cherishing that. And even though it's not my first time doing that, it's a very different time than the other times that I've crossed it before. And I am definitely not the same woman I was a decade ago. I'm softer. I'm stronger. I'm more surrendered. I'm more discerning. I'm less performative. I'm more prayerful. The list goes on. You know, a lot happens in 10 years. And a lot of you have been around for a lot of that. If you missed, you know, the story of Viva, I recorded a solo cast, I believe in February. So not too far back in the podcast episode library of this show, about how she's been showing up for quite some time and wanting to come in and her story. And I'd love for you to check that out if you haven't already. But this pregnancy, you know, when I recorded that, I was somewhere in the first trimester. And now, by the time this airs, I will likely be holding her in my arms. So, you know, I'm only about 36 hours out from the time I record this. And this pregnancy has been, you know, speaking now from the third trimester, looking back, it's been sacred and beautiful in every way. And it has been hard and humbling, not without its struggles. There have been many moments where I felt like my body was being stretched far beyond what felt comfortable, you know, where I couldn't work out like I wanted to. I was able to work out in my other pregnancies. I wasn't able to in this one like I wanted to. I was able to get movement in, but, you know, I wasn't able to be near as active as what's normally something that feels good for me, right? And I couldn't even walk from room to room without physical pain at times. And I could not hold food down consistently. So I've had to let go. And those aren't complaints. That's just to let you in on, you know, the behind the scenes, and to say that I've had to let go of a few versions of myself for this period of bringing in new life. And I'm letting that be okay. I've been very patient with myself. you know, this pregnancy came at a time, you know, we got pregnant in the first year of this relationship. And so it also came at a time that my nervous system was healing from being in such a, because of being in such a safe relationship, a calm relationship. And so I really just let myself rest. And while that wasn't how I envisioned it at times going, I'm letting that be okay because it's what I needed. And I'm letting this version of me be okay because this is the part that not everyone talks about. The part where sacred things are also sweaty and swollen and raw and hard and tiring and at the same time recalibrating. But that recalibration is not always comfortable. So I'm choosing over these next handful of months not to fill this postpartum window with deadlines or timelines. But if I had to guess, I'll probably return in about 6 months because, you know, I can't just return with no backlog. I've got to record a couple before I'm, you know, airing anything. But I'm also curious, you know, if you guys have any feedback, because this show, while I don't do it for the numbers or the sponsorships or anything like that, I do it because I love it. And I love the conversations I get to have. I love the people I get to meet and the connection I get to experience with them. That's why I do it. And I do it also because of the feedback I get from you guys on how it's helped you. Those are the reasons why I do it. I love it. It's therapy for me. And I want it to be impactful. And the numbers of the show haven't grown in a long time. They've stayed the same for a while. And I don't know if that's like a promo thing, like a marketing thing, but it's stayed the same for quite a while. And I'm wondering if there's a way. I want to continue this show deeply, deeply, deeply. But I'm also wondering if there's a way to have these conversations in a way that would reach and impact more people at the same time. So not like, you know, skip it, not, you know, discontinuing what I'm doing, but I'm wondering, is there another platform like IG Live, which I've only done once or twice. But is there something like that? You know, I'm curious what other ways I may use this outlet as that may just reach more people. And so that's going to be something I'm going to be thinking about. But either way, I'll be back here, I'm thinking, in about 6 months. And I'd love your feedback on any of that. And I don't know what version of me will come out on the other side of this. I remember the last two times that I was breastfeeding and postpartum, I was just so spacey and pregnant, not pregnancy brain, but like mom brain, you know, like especially breastfeeding, your brain is just so different. You're waking up in the night and things like that. So I'm very curious, like how I'm going to show back up, you know, as you probably know, I really strongly desire to finish my book as well. And so I'm kind of just surrendering and trusting the timing and trusting that the work I've done here and the work that I'm still going to do will live even in this pause. And honestly, that feels holy too. So this podcast, you know, as I was saying, has always been more than interviews or stories for me. It's been my therapy. It's been a devotion of mine. It's been a living vibration. It's been a mirror for what it means to live wide open and vulnerably. And I have learned so much from the guest. Still trying to put a lot of it into practice. And I'm going to miss all of it. And this next season of my life will be lived that way as well, just off mic for a little while. And, you know, what's also beautiful is that many of you have walked with me through so many seasons, through heartbreak and rebirth, through grief and grace, through manifesting this love and this longed for baby. You've been there through all of it. And that means a lot to me too. And it's so sacred to me to take this pause with you and to come back and like feel you here as I enter back into this space. So thank you for that. Thank you for your devotion, your listening, your presence. You've made this what it is, and you've allowed me to be me here. I've never, you know, I feel like I can be really transparent on this show, and I haven't experienced much judgment. You know, like that's one thing that podcasters experience a lot. And I felt really accepted and held by you guys. And for that, I'm also so grateful. I'm open, you know, to all of it, but I'm so grateful for just the tribe here that listens and the messages I get from you guys on Instagram. So in the meantime, I'll be in the milk and the mess and the miracle, and I'll be letting my body heal. I'll be learning how to mother this baby again, a baby, and also the new version of myself that comes with that. Because as mothers, I think that we are rebirthed a little bit each time we birth a child. There's like a different version of us that's rebirthed. You know, and it's part of that soul contract that we have with that child as well, I think, that they're here to like wake up in us. And so I'll be back when my soul and great spirit says it's time. Won't be too long. And until then, may you find your own sacred pauses where you need them. May you lean into whatever season you're in without rushing yourself out of it. May you listen for the whispers of how to navigate what's next in life in the way that's truest to you. There's tons of episodes to listen back to if you haven't heard them already. And leaving a review would mean so much. I would love to hear from you. And you can also let me know what guests you would like for me to kick off with when I come back. I typically carry like a little dream list, and I've interviewed a lot of those people on the list, but I'd love to hear who you think would be a great fit for the show. I really want to have on Justin Patrick Pierce. A dream guest is Jocko Willick, actually, and to have the kids ask him a few questions. But yeah, I'd love for you to shoot me some suggestions. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Untamed and Unashamed Podcast, or at my personal page at The Jade Bryce in the meantime. All right. Thank you guys so much. Remember to be a light and that you belong here.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.